T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad. Steve McIntosh here. 8:30 on a Monday morning into 15 degrees. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at Holy City Church of God in Christ in Memphis, Tennessee Sunday on the eve of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday.
If we rededicate ourselves to the ideals that he advanced, if we strive to open doors of opportunities for every American, and if we more faithfully follow the one that he followed, we'll see our way through these divided times, and we'll do our part in our time.
King was assassinated at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, April 4th, 1968. A scooter driver was seriously injured Sunday morning in a crash involving an animal control van in Wichita. Police say a 62-year-old man was driving an electric handicapped scooter in the crosswalk on East Pawnee when he was hit by an animal control van. The man was hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The accident still under investigation. Police say they will be conducting an internal investigation. A Kansas Court of Appeals judge, a Lawrence attorney, and a veteran prosecutor now working for the Attorney General's office are finalists for a state Supreme Court seat.
A lawyer-led state nominating commission on Friday sent the candidates' names to Governor Lori Kelly. She has until March 17th to pick one. The finalists are Court of Appeals Judge Thomas Malone, Lawrence attorney Keenan Wall, and Stephen Obermeyer, who worked 3 decades as a Johnson County prosecutor before becoming Assistant State Solicitor General in 2017. A seat on the 7-member court is open because former Chief Justice Lawton Nuss retired. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A task force that examined Greek life at the University of Kansas is recommending a return to Friday morning classes and a stronger effort to connect fraternities and sororities with the community.
The university formed the task force in November 2018 to improve safety and efficiency in the Greek community. The task force said the Greek community must eliminate hazing. Its recommendations for achieving that goal includes forming a group to identify and address hazing and address the root causes. Chancellor Douglas Girard said the task force strongly supports fraternities and sororities despite national concerns about hazing and substance abuse. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
This week begins the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate, where the senators, who are the jury, are still debating the fairness of the entire process.
Senate Democrats tomorrow are likely to force a vote on their desired witnesses, which include former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. But that effort is likely to fail largely along party lines. Republican Senator Susan Collins has said she supports waiting until arguments from both sides have been presented before deciding on witnesses, as was done in the Clinton impeachment trial. The trial's exact schedule, rules, and length remain unclear, but the White House signaled last week that it anticipates the proceedings will wrap up within 2 weeks. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of cold high pressure continues to bring in temperatures running below normal. Sunny around 30 at noontime, 36 for the high this afternoon. We will be clear overnight, our low 15, and then clouding up and breezy on Tuesday with a high close to 40. We could have a wintry mix by Tuesday night, and that would continue off and on through much of the week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 15 degrees, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Been 15 for about the past 2 or 3 hours. 15 degrees, 8:34 here with Steve and Ted. Time for the Blur. Entertainment news with Chad Chambers this morning. Chad?
Two of the three amigos, Steve, are headed to Hulu. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find the Three Amigos!
Steve Martin and Martin Short are joining forces again, the two stars of The Three Amigos. the other being Chevy Chase, are set to star in a straight-to-series comedy for Hulu. The untitled project will be executive produced by the pair alongside This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman. Martin and Short have been longtime friends and collaborators who just wrapped up a musical comedy tour that was turned into a Netflix special. The story revolves around three true crime obsessives who find themselves involved in their own crime story, but don't look for Chase to make an appearance. The third star is said to be female. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Not many details about that just as of yet, but that ought to be interesting.
Probably one of the few people who thinks the Three Amigos were not funny. I prefer the Three Stooges.
Well, who doesn't prefer the Three Stooges? I thought it was funny, but maybe not that funny. But okay, we have got the 26th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards yesterday. It was a night that made history, at least for one show. The awards are a peer honor with actors honoring fellow performers. So they're all acting awards out there. Most outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama television series, Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama series, The Morning Show, Jennifer Aniston. Oh. Wins it for The Morning Show.
Wow. So
there we go. Now we're talking comedy series. Male actor in a comedy series, Tony Shalhoub, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And outstanding performance by an actress in a comedy series, Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag. Then we've got the movie awards there. Outstanding performer, male actor in a leading role in a movie, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. He's racking up the acting awards. And outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role, Renee Zellweger for Judy. And making history, Parasite becomes the first foreign language film to ever win the Best Ensemble Cast Motion Picture Award. So kind of a best cast award there goes to Parasite. And Robert De Niro got a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work on screen and for his humanitarian accomplishments. So they gave their Lifetime Achievement Award to Robert De Niro yesterday. A franchise's third installment takes the top spot at the box office. Here's Fox's Kathleen Maloney.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. The third film in a franchise series takes the top spot at the box office this weekend.
Bad Boys.
One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, exceeding expectations, earning $59 million.
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
You want your legacy to be muscle shirts and body counts?
Forget retirement. A fourth Bad Boys installment is already in the works. Moviegoers choosing the action-packed comedy starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence over...
Are you Dr. Doolittle?
The kid-friendly fantasy adventure Doolittle featuring Robert Downey Jr. as a vet.
You can talk to animals.
Yes.
Launching as a disappointing second at the box office, the World War I drama 1917 is third, followed by Jumanji, The Next Level in fourth place, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, number five. That's Fox on Film.
We have a big birthday today, Steve.
Okay.
The second man to walk on the moon, Edwin Buzz Aldrin.
Still around, yeah.
Yeah, 90 years old today.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
Yeah, just stand by a second. I'll move this over the handrail.
How far are my feet from the
edge? Okay, you're right at the edge of the porch.
Now I want to back up and partially close the hatch, making sure not to lock it on my way out.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple hours. We want to take good care of it.
Beautiful view. Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want to lock yourself out of the command module.
Nah, it could be tough.
That'd have been really bad.
Call a locksmith or something.
90 years old. Happy birthday, Edwin Buzz Aldrin. And today we mark a birthday anniversary. No longer with us, unfortunately, but DeForest Kelly would have turned 100 years old today. Kelly, of course, Steve.
It was the doctor, wasn't it?
That was the doctor.
On
Bones
Star Trek.
McCoy.
Bones McCoy.
On Star Trek.
Thank you, Jim. I'm a doctor.
Jim, what the hell is the matter with you? Other people have birthdays. Why are we treating yours like a funeral?
Bones, I don't want to be lectured.
This is not about age. It's about you flying a damn computer console when you want to be out there hopping galaxies.
Spend your notions of poetry, please. We all have our assigned duties.
Jim, I'm your doctor, and I'm your friend. Get back your command. Get it back before you turn into part of this collection. before you really do grow old.
Bones.
That's right.
Bones McCoy.
That was him talking to Admiral Kirk.
Admiral Kirk?
Yeah, during one of the movies. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one of the movies was after the television show, that one. But
Seems like Bones and Spock were always going at it.
And that was...
Kind of like Festus and Doc on Gunsmoke.
That was the best part of it. Really was. I really enjoyed that show because of the kind of friendly and antagonism between those two.
Yeah.
DeForest Kelly would have been 100 years old today. And finally, Steve... I'm sorry, I did miss one last line I had here. DeForest Kelly died back in 1999.
Oh, okay.
That's when we lost him.
Yeah.
And finally, Steve, who doesn't love Tom Hanks?
I don't know. I do.
Wow. Well, the country of Greece loves Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on that.
Tom Hanks often spends his summer vacation in the Greek Isles with his wife, Rita Wilson. She is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry. Now he's being given more than just beloved visitor status there. The Greek president has signed an honorary naturalization order allowing Hanks to claim Greek citizenship. The offer is also extended to Wilson and their two children. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people, quote, who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. The offer is a way to recognize the family for the help they gave victims of the wildfires there in 2018 that killed more than 100 people. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Just a quick note. I, over the weekend, was able to find the movie True Confession, starring Robert De Niro and Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with this movie. It's wasn't big, but it was after The Godfather.
Yeah.
And they're starring as an aging priest or a young priest and his homicide detective brother.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's a little rough. You know, I don't know if the kids want to see it, but
if I've seen it, it's been a long time.
Oh, it's been back in
remember.
The '80s, I think, early '80s, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe late '70s. Called True Confessions. All right. The Blur, great, huh?
Good job. And that's the Blur that we have today. Of course, the Blur every day is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, family-owned appliance repair, serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can give them a call. Call Terry for an appointment, 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Hey, 842 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up, we've got a Wichita Business Journal update. Bonds requested for new construction on the WSU campus. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.